This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. And she is America's only full-time radio correspondent from Australia. And I wanted to continue just for a minute or so about this tax avoidance system. So, when you become a farmer, you know, you can sell that house on that little postage stamp size lot, and you can buy a farm, and in the middle of nowhere. Okay, Gwyneth did it, I did it, Dr. Sheely did it, others have done it, Rich has done it, and you don't pay sales tax for a lot of things that other people pay sales tax for, and you don't, like, I don't pay sales tax for motor oil for the tractors. Okay. But other people do. The tax code says farmers can buy motor oil for their tractors without paying sales tax. You can also avoid paying sales tax when you buy something used directly from the owner. It's all perfectly legal. Someone already paid the sales tax on it. You don't have to pay it twice. Okay? So you can buy used things, and I do. I buy used things. And back to that nail gun, very simply. So roughly a $300 nail gun. So if I bought that from the big box store, brand new, in Springfield, Mo, 8% sales tax times $300, $24 sales tax on a nail gun. I paid about $100 for it from the seller directly. No sales tax. So I saved the $200 by buying it used. And I saved the $24 that I would have paid in sales tax if I weren't a farmer. Now, I took that $24 and I bought 2,000 nails with it directly from the seller, and I didn't pay sales tax on them either. Now, there's two reasons why I didn't have to pay sales tax. One, I bought them from a guy who was selling them directly. He already paid sales tax on them, so consider them being used. They were new, but they were previously purchased. The other thing is, I'm using them on the farm, so I don't have to pay sales tax as long as it's farm-related. So, you can do the same thing, too. And how do you become a farmer? Well, I'm sure you've all seen that 14-page application that the government provides. You just fill out that application. It can't take more than a few hours to fill it out. And it's they want to know what you're doing and what you're going to grow and how much money you're going to invest and what kind of tractors you're going to buy. Actually, I'm kidding. There's no such thing as an application to be a farmer. You just do what I did. You say, this piece of land is a farm. I am a farmer. I intend to conduct farming operations. I intend to make a profit. Now, whether you do or not, you can't necessarily help it if you're not successful at generating a profit. But you have to try, according to the government, the IRS. Okay? So, all you have to do to become a farmer is raise your hand and say, I am a farmer. There's no application. I was kidding about that. So people say, well, you know, does it have to already be a farm to be a farmer? You know, when you buy a piece of land? No. No. You can be a chicken farmer. You can be a snake farmer. You can raise garden snakes. You can raise petunias. You can be a dandelion farmer. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, that's actually true. In fact, I wish there were more dandelion farmers out there. I'm a cactus farmer, and I'm a chicken farmer. You know, this is what I grow. And even if you live in a hot climate, even if you have the most barren, horrible piece of land right in the middle of Arizona, and you get like a foot of rain each year, if you're lucky, be a nopal farmer. Be a prickly pear farmer. You'll make out like a bandit. You absolutely will. The fruit sells for $20 a litre, you know, and all you need is you need guts to farm prickly pears. You absolutely do, because they're prickly. That's the whole point, you know. But they're the most wonderful, nutritious superfood out there. And if you own, even if you own an acre of land in Arizona or in, you know, the rural parts of Nevada where nothing will grow, I can guarantee you get some Indian fig prickly pear cactus pads. You plant them, or branches are even better, or rooted stock is even better. Then you can plant them. You'll be able to propagate them out within a few years. And in the meantime, you won't starve, because you can eat the pads and you can eat the fruit, and it's all highly nutritious. You can feed the pads and you can feed the fruit to your livestock, so your livestock won't starve either. I actually had to move my horses out of a paddock, out of a certain field on my farm, because I was walking in this field and I noticed that the prickly pears were just beginning to make their flower buds. And I knew that if I didn't get those horses out of there pronto, that as soon as those flowers popped, the horses would go on, munch, 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 munch. That would be the end of my prickly pear crop. Because the horses would eat the flowers. And so I moved the horses out of that field. But this is the thing. If you're a farmer, you have to pay attention to this sort of thing. I had to have the horses in that field to eat the grass so that I wouldn't have a fire danger later on in the summer in that field, because that particular field is in the direction where fire's likely to come from. But once I began to notice the little beginning buds of the prickly pear flowers, I thought, right, I've got to get those horses out of there. And so I put them into another field where there's no prickly pears growing, and I probably never will have them growing. But now, this is the sort of thing that farmers do. And it makes you think. And all of this carry-on that's happening in Victoria, okay, it's absolutely insane. And everybody who's in the cities is going just about crazy because of it. They are really, really starting to hurt. But as for me, I get up in the morning and I go outside for my little walk first thing in the morning, and I look around. The kookaburras are singing and the sun is shining. Most, because it's Australia, the sun shines most of the time. We get something like 300 sun days a year. And, sunny days a year, that is. And, you know, the birds are singing. And, you know, there's just that certain smell in the air of this is going to be a good day. And it is a good day. And I go inside and I have my cup of tea and I have my breakfast. And then I begin to think, right, what am I going to do today? And usually it ends up being, I'm going to propagate some plants today. Or maybe it's, I'm going to clean out the chicken pen and put the manure onto my fruit trees, you know, at a certain level that fertilizes my fruit trees, apple trees, and also other fruit trees as well, like plum trees. I think I've got a, what's it called, peach cot. I've got a peach cot tree. And all of these trees, what I'm going to do with them later. You see, I'm thinking a few years down the track. I'm going to propagate out these trees, and I'm just not going to have a few fruit trees. I'm going to have a whole orchard. And in the meantime, I'm preparing the planting places to plant these trees by digging holes and then filling them, either the bottom layer, either with rubbish, being plastic bags, or wood chips, and then a layer of manure, then mixing in, if I have them, water-saving crystals in with the manure, otherwise it's all good. You know, the manure will do its job anyway. I'm thinking down the track. This keeps me sane. The food that my farm produces keeps me physically fed, okay? If I'm able to sell some produce from my farm, it keeps somebody else fed. And not only that, it generates a bit of income for me. This is the life of a farmer. And if you go into the state in your location where the government makes it difficult to run businesses, then it's not a problem because your farm is your hobby, okay? And sometimes the government does make it really difficult for people to run businesses, impossible, in fact, for people to run businesses. And if that's the case, well, your farm stops being a business and it becomes a hobby. Now, it feeds you, you won't starve, and if you live off-grid, then you'll still have water and you'll still have electricity and you'll still have a roof over your head and you'll still have food in your belly. What more could you ask for, you know? And if you're a cattle farmer, I don't really have any intentions of getting cattle here because it's not suitable country for cattle. And, you know, it's even pretty marginal for horses. But, you know, I need their manure for my garden. But if I wanted to get cattle, then the cattle would feed me with their milk and they would feed me with their meat. And they would also provide hides. And if I was, I do tanning from time to time. And so if I had cattle, I would get their hide and I would make a frame and I would tan their frame and I would have leather that I could use to make bags and shoes and coats and trousers and all sorts of things, you know, rugs for the floor and all of this sort of thing. But as it is, when I kill a chicken, you know, sometimes, you know, Lindley is a wonderful lady, and I like her turn of phrase that she came up, or that her daughter came up with when she was at Rich's place. She called the male chicken, she started calling them roasters. I think that was Lindley's daughter that did that. Well, I like that phrase. Yeah. And nowadays, I look at my roosters and I say, "Hello, roasters." Because the vast majority of them, that is going to be their fate, you know. And when I have a new clutch of chicks, that's a good day. And, you know, I'm able to, when they're a few days old, I'm able to sort out which are the boys and which are the girls. Sometimes I get a lot of girls and I'm happy because they will lay eggs. And, you know, then I'll be either be able to eat the eggs, which means I won't starve, or I'll be able to sell the eggs, which means I'll have money. And if they're boys, well, a lot of chicken farmers, they actually just, you know, break the little baby boy chick's neck. Mm-hmm. Or they, you know.
We'll be right back.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is
the leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, I was thinking, as you were discussing farming and what you do, that for over half of my life, and I'm about 70 years old, that I have been financially independent. Now, that does not mean wealthy. What that does mean is that I have not been dependent on other people for income. What that means is that I figured out that being an entrepreneur and paving my own way and providing for my family independently of having a job was something that could work. So I've done that. And the boys, Mrs. Finelli and I, are all entrepreneurs. We don't have jobs. We've created our own way of earning a living. We're farmers and we have skills that other people pay us to perform, like raising cows, like fixing cars, things like that. Now, my dad told me back in the 1950s, the 1960s, you know, the plan is to work hard at school, do well, get hired by a company, stay within that company, grow as that company grows, and have job security. Frankly, in the 1970s, I said, Dad, there is no job security. Companies will fire people at the drop of a hat. If income is down, they'll just fire people. lay them off. They're gone. There's no career. There's no joining a company and staying with that company for 40 years, retiring with a gold watch. That's gone. And that is absolutely the case today, because something can happen. And if you have a job, that job could vanish virtually overnight. And what's an example of that? Oh, some alleged representative says, y'all are going to have a jab, you're going to get the kill shot, you're going to get the China genocide injection, or you're going to be fired. Government workers, the military, that applies to them right now. The police have been told you will get the jab or you'll be fired. There's a war going on in Chicago between the police and the homo mayor, Lori Lightfoot. She wants them to be jabbed, and a bunch of cops are saying, oh no, we're not going to get killed for you. So you could lose your job very, very quickly at the turn of some moron being selected to be mayor or governor or president. It could happen. Joe wants everybody injected. Okay, it could be mandated for everyone to get the injection. Public school systems are saying you're going to be injected or you're going to lose your job. Hospital corporations are saying the same thing. Some airlines are saying the same thing. There's some holdouts, good for them. But you could lose that security that you thought that you had. But I have never thought about being fired from my passion of being a farmer or a broadcaster. I've never thought about that. Now, I've been fired a bunch of times by, you know, the other network, Republic Broadcasting. I've been fired 4 times. Who cares? Who cares if they fired me? They'll never fire me again, because I've learned. I learn the hard way sometimes, but I'm not going to let them fire me the 5th time. But I don't have to work for them. My living does not depend on them. Boy, it'd be stupid if it did, right? Can you imagine, and by the way, not all broadcasters on Republic Broadcasting work for free. Some, it could be as few as one, are compensated, are paid. So your donations go to pay broadcasters whom you think are working for free. How about that? Now you know the truth, the dirty underbelly. Okay, all of us at USA Preparers work for free, including me. Nobody gets compensation. Nobody. So if anyone lost his or her job at USA Preparers, it would have no meaning whatsoever for the income stream. That's where you need to be. You need to work out some kind of a system, and I think farming is the best way. Gwyneth and Rich and Dr. Shealy and I have figured out how to do it without being dependent on other people. That's what you need to do. And then you won't have anywhere near the stress that the others have. Gwyneth, I'd love to hear your comments after the bottom of the hour break and commercial announcements.
Okay.
Now, orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
General Electric will require all U.S.-based workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19, citing requirements that federal contractors and their employees be vaccinated. GE, which updates its vaccination policy on Friday, employs about 56,000 Americans. Several other large companies, including American Airlines and JetBlue, have cited the requirement for federal contractors, which President Biden announced in September. He's demanding vaccine mandates. The White House has said the deadline for employees of current contractors to be vaccinated is December 8th. The strike at heavy equipment manufacturer John Deere is the biggest in the pandemic era, with 10,000 workers on the picket line calling for better pay and benefits. It's critical harvest time in America, with farmers who are already dealing with a short supply of farm equipment and parts before the strike. John Deere executives and union leaders are back at the negotiating table as of Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The January 6th Commission continues its investigation. Former Trump strategist for only 7 months, Steve Bannon, has ignored subpoenas to turn over records. Maryland Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin on CNN says the committee will hold Bannon in contempt.
With blatant contempt of the Congress, we had a subpoena for him to turn over all of his documents on the 7th. And then to come and testify on the 14th, and he literally just blew us off. Very few Americans would do that. The vast majority of people we've subpoenaed or approached have come in to testify. Very few people would think in such a sneering and derisive and contemptuous way of governmental process like that. But he did. And it's a crime in the District of Columbia, punishable by up to 12 months in jail. Assuming he's found guilty, of course, he has every right to due process. But if he's found guilty of what I think he's blatantly guilty of, then the prosecutor makes a recommendation, and there's certain sentencing guidelines and precedents and so on that the court will look at. And look, the point is not to make him suffer. The point is to get people to testify.
October's full moon, the Hunter's Moon, and the Orionid meteor shower are on this week's celestial forecast. The Hunter's Moon will be 99% full Wednesday evening. That's according to Earth's sky. The full moon coincides with the peak of the Orionid meteor shower on Thursday morning. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot
topics? Today,
take my...
When you go
to
DC,
for 2 seconds
during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. So, Gwyneth, you don't have a job. I don't have a job. Dr. Sheely doesn't have a job. Rich Heben doesn't have a job. Kyle, Kathy, Bert, Lindley, we're all entrepreneurs. All of us. Do you have any comments about not having a job and not being able to be fired?
Yeah, it's kind of neat. I look around me and I thought, if everybody lived just like me, there's no way that Dan and his crew would ever be able to get away with what they're doing, because it simply wouldn't work. okay? Because, I mean, like I said, if, even if your place ever gets to as bad as what Victoria is, where businesses are being just closed wholesale, and, you know, if you don't have all your staff jabbed and all the rest of it, then, you know, then the government will come in with their, you know, 1,000 goon squad members and just overrun your place and just shut it down or whatever. But what are they going to do if you're a farmer and you're on your own land and suddenly your farm's not a business anymore, it's a hobby? You know, you won't starve. You won't, you know, if you're living off-grid, then they can't cut your electricity off. They can't cut your water supply off, you know. And if you own your own home and there's no mortgage, they can't pressure the bank to, you know, and you've got no need for an income. And you just sit back on your farm and you eat and you drink and you work your farm, you continue working your farm, and if somebody comes along and says, hey, I like the look of that cow in your paddock, I need to fill my freezer, can you help me? Then you go, yeah, all right. And then, you know, then the guy comes along later, and he has his you know, refrigerated facility that he can pack a cow into, and he comes up to your gate, and, you know, then you do the transfer, and, you know, then you've got a little bit of income, and then you can, yeah, and then the other guy gets a freezer filled up. That's how it works. That's how it always ends up. When countries are taken over by communists, the only people who have any quality of life whatsoever end up being the subsistence farmers. And if it ever, with cattle farmers, you're actually in a really good spot with being a cattle farmer, because you can take your calves, okay, and you can raise them up to be yearlings, and you can break them in as bullocks, okay? So you can castrate the calves and turn them into steers, and then you can train those steers to take a yoke, and then you've got a tractor. That's how people ran their farms before tractors were invented. They ran them using bullock teams, and you start out with one bullock, and then you use You train the one bullock in the first year, and then you get that bullock the following year to train the new bullock. Then you got two bullocks. Then you got a pair of bullocks. And then you use that pair of bullocks to train another pair of bullocks. And then another pair of bullocks. And you might end up with, you know, 30 or 40 bullocks, and then you've got a bullock team. And then you can haul an 18-wheeler with a bullock team. You can. And you won't be hauling it very fast, you know. You'll be hauling freight down the highway at maybe 3 miles an hour. But, you know, on a good day. Or maybe 2 miles an hour or 3 miles an hour. But when nobody else has got any freight movement whatsoever and you're moving freight down the highway at 2 miles an hour, then you're going to be outpacing everybody else. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does. And I have an oxen yoke here at the farm. It's an antique. My mom bought it many, many years ago, probably in the 1950s, 1960s, and we've just kept it, so we have one of those. But as I was wondering about some people who are desperately trying to make the news, no matter what it takes, they're willing to do it, no matter what claims, what outlandish claims can be made, they seem to thrive on getting their faces in the public media. And I'm talking about the multicultural Megan and her husband, Harry. And when I say multicultural, that's not a slur. She is multicultural. She's part white, part black, and she is an, well, a low-grade actress. And so she comes from the culture of the blacks, the culture of the whites, and the culture of Hollyweird. So she has multiple cultures in her, and she just craves publicity at almost any cost, including insulting royalty. And she's done such a good job of insulting royalty and taking on the monarchy. I believe that she and her idiot husband are going to take down the monarchy. Not that that's a bad thing, in my opinion, but I think that they're going to be successful at it. What are your thoughts?
I think that Prince Harry is the reincarnation of Henry VIII, and that Meghan is the reincarnation of Anne of Cleves. And, you know, they're trying to do what they did in their past life, these two, and it's not working because, you know, they are not who they were. And actually, Henry VIII had a lot of problems. He was a glutton, you know. And he ended up being morbidly obese. He ended up having, so when he needed to go on a horse ride, he had to get a crane to lift him onto his horse because, you know, and he, after he'd ridden his horse, he would go through, like, you know, sometimes in a jousting competition, he would go through two or three horses in one jousting competition because he would break their backs. That, you know, this is it's a thing. You're not going to stop these two. They are going to do what they're going to do, and I believe that there is a chance. I believe that the Queen is right in attempting to cut them off, because I think that they are a danger. As time goes on, I tend to come into agreement with you, but I'm really concerned on another count with the royal family, with just something I've noticed just over the last few days, actually. And it came up with a thumbnail. I think I sent you a video with a thumbnail on it of Prince William. And up until this point of time, I've had a great deal of respect for Prince William, and I've seen him as maybe the one hope for the royal family. But I saw a photo of him with his dad, Prince Charles, and they were full-on dressed in Gestapo overcoats. Did you? And the Gestapo pink caps. And I'm sure that they didn't have, like, the little lightning SS symbols on them. I'm sure that they did not have those symbols on them. But these coats and these hats, my God, this would be Erwin Rommel's wardrobe. Does that make sense, Vincent? Did you see that thumbnail that I sent you?
Yes, I did, and it is exactly what you're talking about. It is a 3/4+ length overcoat, wool, very expensive, very difficult to keep pressed and cleaned. Yep, they both have them, matching set. You're absolutely correct.
Yes.
Just as in the Third Reich, when the officers would meet with the big cheese. Yes.
Yeah. They're wearing this matched pair, Prince Charles and Prince William, wearing these matched Gestapo. They look like Gestapo overcoats. Okay, and anyone who wants to do a history search can. And they've got the caps. Oh my gosh, the caps! You know, and I wish that, you know, it's times like this. I wish I had my Facebook page, but I don't. You know, Facebook ended up, you know, not allowing me to even post anything. So I thought, oh, this is pointless, and so I just deleted my account a while ago, about a year. 18 months ago or whatever. But this is it. It's these people, Germans, they're not English. Queen Victoria did not speak English as a first language, and it was never the language of court when she was the Queen. This is it. People forget this. The 19th century, the 1800s was not that long ago, you know. My grandfather was born at the very tail end of the 1800s of the 19th century, okay? That was my grandfather. My father was born in the 1930s. You think, well, how could that be possible? That's like 90 years ago, yes. So he was in his 40s when I was born, and now I'm in my 40s, so that's 40s plus 40s is pretty close to 90. You know, actually it is. Yeah, it's the thing is, people forget the British royal family is not the British royal family. They did marry into the British royal family, but they're German. And their surname was Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, okay, or Gotha, however you say it. I think it's actually said Gotha. It's spelled G-O-E-T-H-E. Saxe-Coburg. Saxe means Saxon. It means German. This is it. They're not English. Not English at all. The male line, Prince Philip, is the direct descendant of Vlad Dracul. That's not disputed. No historian disputes that. Along the eldest male line, Prince Philip is the direct descendant of Vlad Dracul, Count Dracula. Okay? He just is. And Prince Charles is the one that said it. And he's bought Dracula's castle and lived there for half the year. He's very proud of the fact. These people are not English. There is, you know, there are people who are living in Britain who are descended from the true British royal line and are not at all German. And the British, you know, the Queen fought tooth and nail to keep them out of Britain, couldn't do so.
Hold that.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So you've got to ask yourself, why is it that other networks, not GCN, why is it that other networks don't discuss the kinds of things that we discuss here at USA Prepares? Why is that? Because they can't. They don't have Gwyneth. They don't have Gwyneth Isaacs. Gwyneth, the royal family uses the name Windsor, W-I-N-D-S-O-R. What's that all about?
Yeah, that's during World War One. They thought, you know, that it was a bit... Well, actually, the people said, well, what are we doing? You know, we've got a bunch of Germans in Buckingham Palace, and we're fighting the Germans. Whose side are you really on? And they realized that they would have to do something. And, you know, so they changed their name to Windsor. But they're not the Windsors. The Windsors, you know, were pretty well wiped out by the, you know, House of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, who took their place. You know, this is it. It's just, you know, there is somebody who is apparently a legitimate heir to the royal crown and, you know, is not German. And that is Prince Michael Stuart of Albany, who is a descendant of Bonnie Prince Charlie, who was the King of Scotland. You know, he should have been the King of Scotland, except that he was killed by, you know, King George, one of the Georges, I forget which one. But he wasn't killed by King George. His title to the throne was killed by King George. You know, maybe I should have said it that way. But King George was a German. He was, you know, oh, my gosh. They came in, and they came in with absolute tyranny. And they changed everything. They, you know, more or less did away with the ancient British common law. and they were absolutely hated by the English people and by the Scottish people especially. And they came in and they were pure tyrants. And the Germans have always been for, ever since they came to England. They first came to England, over 1,000 years ago. And they were always tyrants to the natives. They were never anything but tyrants to the natives. And, yes, that's the origin of the English people is, that's why they're called Anglo-Saxons. From the Anglians who were native English and were taken over, and through forced marriages, they had a law called Prima Nocta, where the noble lord, if any bride got married within his jurisdiction, and the noble lord would entertain the bride for her wedding night. And so she would often end up getting pregnant as a result of that. And so, that's how they spread their genes through the gene pool. It's basically mandated rape. These people are totally unconscionable. And they've never been any good for England. Although the English are Anglo-Saxons now, they weren't originally. They were Anglians originally, which is descended from, the Welsh. Basically, the Welsh inhabited the whole southern part of Britain, and that was the British people. They had their own language, their own culture, their own traditions, their own mythology, their own music, and none of it had anything to do with Germany. It just didn't. They were Celtic people, not Germans. And the Germans came in and they basically said, right, this is our land, get out. And, the Welsh people are a funny people. When the Romans came, the Welsh got together their druids and they did their ceremonies. And they danced around. And the Romans sort of looked at them a bit weird and went, okay, that's kind of weird, but anyway, there we go. And the Romans ended up taking them over. The Romans ended up really kicking them. The Saxons kicked them far harder.
Gwyneth, one final question. So, Prince William is the product of Prince Charles and Diana. Harry is the product of Diana and who?
Diana and, let's just call him, polo player.
So Prince Charles. Prince Charles
is not Prince Charles' son.
Yeah, Harry is not Prince Charles' son. Okay.
Yeah.
So we've got this guy, beating up the crown, and he's just distantly related to the crown.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.